And we're now joined by Nebraska's Rhonda Rovell. The Huskers are 31-22 on the season and wrapped up Big Ten play with a 9-13 record. Nebraska is the number 9 seed for this year's Big Ten tournament. We'll face 8-seeded Michigan State in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 4:30 p.m. Central Time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, thank you. We're coming off a victory, and down the stretch there we had a real rough go for about 8 games, and so it's nice to at least be coming into Madison with a victory under our belt.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, while we wait for those questions to line up, can you touch a little bit about the start your team got off to this year? It was much different than last year when you struggled a little bit early. This year you got off to a strong start. Can you talk a little bit about that, how you can hope to get that back going into the tournament?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we played a tough schedule. We always try to come out and play a tough schedule, and the fact that we had success early with that tough schedule was a testament to the work that our players, and in particular our senior class, after coming off a very disappointing 2017 campaign. You know, they just really made a commitment that this year was going to be different. And even down this tough stretch, this year has still been different in their approach to the game and their work. And so, it was great. We were able to come out. We started the year with BYU. We started last year with BYU. And so we were able to come out on the win side with them and just went from there and had a great victory against Texas A&M and had a strong outing against Utah and some other schools. But yeah, it's been overall, it's been a pretty solid year. I think every team goes through a stretch where it's not great, and our stretch that it wasn't great just happened to be very late in the season.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
And, Coach, to follow up on that, currently you're in the top 40 in the RPI in the NCAA heading into the tournament this weekend. A good run in the tournament this week could solidify your resume for the NCAA tournament. What are some of the things you're going to be looking for your team in Madison?
Well, that's exactly what we think, and that's exactly what we've been talking about. We need to come out competitive, and I think, when we went through that tough stretch, it was, easy to kind of go, oh, here we go again, and almost press. And I felt like we were able to get that behind us a bit. So we just need to stay competitive, regardless of the score, regardless of the opponent, regardless of the game situation, and keep competing, one pitch at a time. And that's there's no mystery to it, but that's what we need to do. We need to pitch well, we need to defend well, and I feel like our bats are coming around a little bit more as of late.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you joining us on the call this morning. Good luck in the tournament this weekend.
Thank you very much.